where we bring you thought leaders from around the world so you can share their inspirational stories and empowering practical tools on spirituality, mindset, self-love, being master of your own reality, purpose, business and lifestyle, and so much more. Everything from these beautiful people is so heart-centered and so freaking wise and so damn valuable that people usually pay really big bucks for their coaching. And I bring it to you for free so that you can have the most inspired life possible. So listen ahead for our latest guest, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hello and welcome to another episode of An Inspired Life, where we find freedom and purpose by embracing our divine essence. And we have Randina Marie on the show today. She is known as the queen of rapid transformation. And when we talked about that, she was like, yeah, because it is. Because I, which I love. She actually creates rapid transformation. And she does that by helping people to find the gifts within, awakening to the gifts that we innately have inside of us, and helping people to know that they can stand in their own personal power and live that and share that with the world, and eventually create really profitable, abundant businesses from doing that. So welcome, Randina. I'm really excited to talk with you this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Oh, I'm so excited because I feel like my podcast audience, who always sit just over here in a bubble for me, they got really excited at this particular topic because I feel like so many people want to serve the world and have no idea how to do that. Or, I mean, even as I go along on my journey, I'm like, yeah, this is awesome, I can share this. And then I'm like, oh, actually, this is awesome, I could share this. So it can be such a process of discovering new layers of yourself and, you know, learning to share that. So I'd love to know, how did you get started in this journey?
Well, I was gifted. I was born that way when I was little. I have the gift of sensing and feeling and seeing into the timeline of people. So I can see the fracture points, the core wounds that would occur in their lifetime and what was limiting them now, you know, because subconsciously we hold on to everything that's ever happened to us throughout all time and space. And so when we come into life, we choose the ones, the challenges that are going to be specifically the what we need to overcome to balance karma and soul contracts and all that other stuff that goes along with it. So for me, being able to tap into the field and of energy and see what it was that was limiting them, it was kind of scary as a young child. So my mom had psychic abilities, and my grandmother was gifted also, and my sisters are as well. Every human who's born is gifted, we, especially women, because we're so intuitive. And the reason that men aren't tapped into that yet is because they've been conditioned to not show emotion, right? Like, they're not supposed to tap in. And the emotion is what is actually speaking to the field of creation to bring into your life what it is that you're emotionalizing. So when I was little, I would be able to see into fields of everybody, and I didn't like it. It scared me. And I was also brought up in a religion that taught that if you had any of these extrasensory gifts, that it was the devil trying to get you, or that, you know, there was something wrong with you, and, you know, all these things. Like, today's day and age, sometimes people hearing that can think that, oh my gosh, how could a religion teach that? But really, back then, all religions, and they still teach it. And I understand why now, because there's so many people who are more teetering on the dark energy that do tap into those portals. And so if they just cut the door to all of it, they wouldn't have to deal with any of that. But when I was little, I didn't understand that. And you can understand a five-year-old mind thinks, oh my gosh, I can see these orbs, I can see these angelic beings, and they're not good, and I'm not supposed to be seeing them. So I completely turned it off. My little sister had the same gift as I do. She's 3 years younger than me, so her and I were like this together. And so we turned it off, and then the moment that we turned it off, that is when life went completely dark. A lot of negative things started happening. We weren't comfortable in who we were, walking through the world feeling like you're alone, you know, because there's so much judgment and criticism in this world for both men, women, children, everybody, that we learn to tailor who we are according to societal conditioning. And that's not who we are. Who we are is what we were born with. And when we learn to have our own self-worth and heal those wounds, we then can step onto the stage of the world and be here to be of service like we came to be, without all those limitations that are telling us, oh, we're going to sound dumb. Oh my gosh, what if I trip on stage? Or what if I, you know, I can't do this? All of that stuff goes away. So the journey for me was I was repeating my mother's patterns. So when I saw my mother die, it was 2 weeks before my 17th birthday, and I watched her take her last breath at the hands of her abuser. So she was involved in domestic violence experience, and watching that, knowing that my mom was gifted, could never tell anybody that she was gifted because she felt alone and afraid. And she didn't really know how life works. She didn't understand the universe and the energy and creation and manifesting and the law of attraction and karma and all these things. She was just lost in it, which is what I was for so long. So I realized I was repeating her patterns. After she died, I got pregnant about 17 and a half, had my daughter at 18. And then it was me against the world at that point in time. Then I was in another relationship, abusive relationship, had my son, and I was about 24 years old, ready to take my life. I did not want to be alive anymore. And I went outside and just had this one-way argument with God or whatever it was that was out there. I cannot do this. I know that my life means more. I know there has to be an answer to this game of life. I know that it's not just innocent people being punished with all these horrible things. Like, it can't be that way. It's not fair. And so in that moment, I had a flash of remembering when I was at the hospital that I made a vow to figure life out so that I could teach other people how to understand their power and the energy and everything. And at that time, I didn't even know what that was. You know, I was just like, I need to teach people that they're not alone, that there is someone there that can help them, because that's why my mother died, because she felt alone. And so when I remembered that flash, I just stood outside for a moment. And then 2 days later, there was a girl that I was going to school with that she was telling me about this movie called What the Bleep Do We Know? I don't know if you've heard of that or if you've watched it, but it's a documentary. It's phenomenal. It's a documentary. It's old, but it's really, really good. It's a documentary on everything, on biology, on physiology, on our energy and how we attract and the patterns. They match the life experiences that we're having, even the relationships that we attract. So I got really into quantum physics. And so for the last 11 years, I have been studying nonstop and applying everything that I'm learning and also reawakening my own gifts to now be where I'm at, where I am healing people, I'm transcending people, my own life is just completely done. My dreams, my vision board is my life. So yeah, That's how I got started. Long answer.
Oh my God. And you know what I really love about that is you are totally a powerhouse. Like, I can feel as you speak that there's like, maybe they still are, I don't know, but very little limitations on what you're sharing. Like, you speak right as if you have full power to speak. How did that happen?
Because I always knew that I was powerful. I always knew that, even being a little girl. I always felt like I didn't belong here. You know, like a lot of intuitives or empaths or people that have these extra gifts, they don't feel like they belong in the world, you know? So they like become the black sheep because they're not part of the crowd. Mm. And so I realized that all the lies that other people were telling me about who I was lies. It wasn't who I was, it was who they were. And so I had to go inside and do the inner work on my self-worth, because that is the very first place that you have to look. Mm. And 90% of everything that we take on is conditioned between the ages of 0 and 7 from our parents' patterns. Especially if you're an energetic being, you'll take pieces of your mom's wounding and try to heal it yourself. And so then it becomes part of your identity when it's not even your identity. It was, you know, hers. And so that is, I just made it my mission, really, once I discovered it for myself and started making these little tweaks and using the healings on my own self, and then realizing that in a matter of moments, that patterns I had been living with my entire life would transform just like that. So that's how I got in. That's how I really got into awakening who I was.
And when you did that, were you using your own healing abilities, or are there things that you can suggest to people listening that they can do to start to explore that as well?
The very first thing that I would suggest is that you learn as much as you possibly can. You learn everything you can about Reiki healing. You learn about theta healing. You learn about the quantum field. Even if you don't want to delve into all of that, the number one thing that works to shift your life is speaking your life into being. you know, is your declarations to the universe, is speaking the life, because a spoken word is a manifestation, it's a prophecy, and it will actually speed up your manifesting results by 80%. Who wouldn't want to do that? I mean, it's scientifically proven, like it's a real thing. It really works. So once I started speaking my life into being, especially around money, my income went to from $120,000 a year to now like $400,000 a year. I mean, fast. So I'm talking like within 1 year, if you start speaking your life into being, it will start becoming. And then other ways will open up to you. And then you'll stumble upon a YouTube video. And then you'll find a book. And then, you know, all these things will happen. But speaking your life into being is probably the best thing that you can do for yourself.
And I love how you then talked about, then you find the book or the YouTube video, then you're gifted and guided along the way so that you then take the action that results from those pieces of guidance. I love that. All right. So, okay, you just talked about having a phenomenal increase in your income. Mm-hmm. So I feel like everyone listening is like, okay, so
how do I do that?
But I'd love to know, I mean, how do we find the gifts that are inside of us? Because it comes that, like, that income comes from having harnessed your gifts and sharing them with the world, I'm guessing.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Because I made money before, but it was gone just as fast as it would come because I was learning how to use the law of attraction to bring money windfalls in, but I didn't have that solid, soulful, divine understanding of who I was, so I didn't keep it. Mm. You know, now it's a completely different story. So the number one thing, other than speaking your life into being, is developing a divine, deep connection with that universal power, the universal mind, whatever you call it, whether it's God or whether it's the divine, or doesn't even matter. It's that universal life force that's flowing through each and every one of your trillions of cells. And the more that you tune in to that divine love from your heart, because your heart is 5,000 times more powerful than any part of your body, any part of your energy field at all, and shine that out, it kind of like works to break away all of the earthbound debris that we've accumulated. And then you can start asking the question, what is my purpose? How can I serve? Because I remember I heard Oprah Winfrey say, God, use me as your instrument for good. And I remember right after I heard her say that was one of her life classes, I ran outside and looked up at the sky. I'm like, use me as your instrument for good. Cause I was in a dark place, but I knew that my life meant so much more. I could feel it inside. You can feel that you have a calling, right? You can feel that you want to leave your legacy and that you have a stamp to leave on this earth. You can feel that. And so as long as you tune into that and listen to that, it will guide you. But you have to ask the question, what is my purpose? What am I here to do? What will you have me do? And that just takes you on a beautiful journey. I mean, not that it's, you're not going to experience the controversy, because you got to bust away all that stuff that you've been building your life around, you know, those walls and barriers that you're trying to protect yourself that you've built up because of experiences that you've had. Those have to break away. So that's one of the reasons that I love what I do so much, is because I'm literally holding people's hands through this journey so they're not doing it alone. Is when you try to do it alone, it's very easy to get sucked into the abyss of being alone. Plus, the collective consciousness is also very, very strong and has a vantage point about people that know about the universal laws and are using them. So when you are doing it in community with other people, it makes you stronger because you know who you are and what you came here to do. So that divine connection, I think, is the best.
Yeah. So how do you build that divine connection?
You start asking, you meditate. It doesn't matter if you sit down and try to meditate and you have nothing but a million thoughts going into your, you know, going throughout, you have to tune into your heart. So the easiest thing is to do when you sit down to meditate is to say, I set my ego and my critical mind to the side and I tune into my inner being. And the minute that you do that subconsciously, you're setting all of that stuff aside. You're commanding your brain to listen to you so it will stop the head chatter, and you tune into your heart and you just breathe. You know, because the divine is always giving us signals. It's always giving us signs. There's quotes. There's things that you see that are meant just for you. But we have so much in our headspace that we're not allowing those to be even internalized as real. It's like we you know, push it off as though it's coincidence. There's no such thing as coincidence. Coincidence means coincide. That is a planned thing where two points meet. So start listening to the signs that you see in the world. You'll know in your heart if those are for you. But meditating really is a huge thing. There's actually a company called Imrama.org. like imramainstitute.org, I think it is. They have brainwave entrainment on their website that it's all scientifically proven, but that's also what I started using too. Because I had gone to a reader and she was like, they want you to start meditating. And it was before I even started meditating. I was like, what? I can't meditate. There's no way I'm ever going to meditate. Like, that's not going to happen. Yeah. But then I found the brainwave entrainment, and it wasn't just binaural beats. It's not just something you can find on YouTube. It is very, very scientific and strategic, and it synchronizes your brainwaves so that your thoughts aren't running rampant, that your thoughts are synchronized. So all parts of your brain are then creating different thought forms in harmony with each other, rather than the chaoticness that we live in this world with too much, you know, sensory devices and all that other stuff coming into our consciousness. So the imramainstitute.org, it makes it so that your brain waves are just synchronized, and you'll be a different person after 30 days of listening to that. So that's an easy way to get your brain waves synced. It's actually what I have all of my clients do, because when I'm going in to change patterns in their subconscious mind and reprogram, I need them to be like at peace so I can get in. Because when it's too chaotic, it takes me longer to put them in a hypnosis state. So if they're already doing that for a few days before, it's like quick like that.
And how do you spell Imrama? Do you know?
I think it's Imrama Institute.org.
Awesome.
Thank you. It has all the science on it. It's fascinating.
I too am so in love with like the science on the stuff that I've known in my being the entire time.
I know.
Like, right? When I found Greg Braden's book, The Divine Matrix, I was like, oh my God, I know. There's like stuff to prove what I've been like knowing.
Yeah. That I'm like, see, I'm not crazy, people. Like, now science is proving what we've always known.
Yeah, I had something to say back to my cynic of a brother. I was like, I got this.
Yeah.
I love that. So once you start to explore, I guess, what you have to share, and I feel like it's always helpful to look at, like you said, the wounds in the past as well, and to explore why your soul chose them so that you can then overcome them to share something with the world. Once you start to have this like little calling, you're like, oh, I think it could be this. And so many people, we've talked about it on the podcast before, so many people won't even say it out loud, because once they do, they know that they've said it and there's no turning back. So they'll be like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm meant to do.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, huh?
Yeah, because there is no turning back. Once you know, you can't know. But once they have this idea and this calling and they're like, okay, maybe it's this, what's the next step in terms of, I guess, believing in yourself and trusting in yourself that you can create something that will bring you abundance and security from sharing that with the world?
You have to start with tuning in. So there's three primary beliefs that you must have. You must have a solid belief in who you are and what you have to share with this world. You must have a solid belief system in the divine, and that you are supported and that you are loved and that you are nurtured. And you must have harmonious relationships with the people in your life. So that is where you go to work. So everybody in your life is a reflection of an internal belief, right? So your brother was the skeptic, was a reflection of your internal belief of not being heard or not being seen or not being true. Right? Like there's that little part of you. And so even it's like, see, I'm going to prove it. Right? So that's like you doing that for yourself. Mm-hmm. So everybody in our lives, no matter who it is, they are a reflection of a little piece or pattern or programming that we have within ourselves. So if we're in like an extremely dysfunctional relationship, that is also because it's compounding and pinpointing the flaws that we have accumulated within ourselves. So it's kind of like, this is how you can gauge what the internal wounding is. If someone throws salt on you and there's no wound, it's not going to hurt. And salt is the words. But if someone throws salt and it hurts, and the harder it hurts and the more you can go from 0 to 100 is the deeper the wound. So you have to go to work on the internal world. And that means that you got to start asking questions. You know, like, why am I attracting this? Like, what is it in this situation? What is it here to teach me? What is it in me that caused this reflection? And how do I heal it? And how do I solve this situation? Because when you start asking questions, the universe has to deliver an answer always. That's why it's important to say, what is my soul's purpose? You know, what was I put here to do? Because you have to get an answer.
Yeah. Yeah. When I really don't know the answer to a question each night, I pray and I like pray, can I please just wake up with more clarity tomorrow on the answer to this question? Mm-hmm. And I'm gifted. Like sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning with just like the answer running through my head. But yeah, we're gifted with like experiences or just knowings inside of ourselves as to the direction.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can tell with you too, when you ask that question, you know that you're going to receive an answer, right? So there's a difference in asking questions, just like there's a difference in praying. I don't know if you saw Greg Braden's Science of Miracles. Have you seen that yet?
No, but I will.
You have to watch that. You are going to be like, I'm not kidding. So that is the next one, because there's so many different modalities of praying, but the praying, that emotionalizing, is what speaks to the field and what brings you back what it is that you are praying for. Not what you want, but how you're praying. So if you're asking, please just let me have clarity, please let me have clarity, please let me have clarity, you're never going to find clarity. You're always going to have to continue to ask that question. But if you say, please let me have clarity, and you know in your heart that when you sleep or somewhere it's going to be shown to you, that it does, then it will. It's the same thing with money. If we keep saying, please let me have money, please just, please let me have money. I need money, scarcity, I'm spending money. Oh my God, it's going away. Like all this stuff, like that's what you're praying for. More of that. So when you're spending money and you're saying, I have faith this is going to return to me 100-fold, it does it every single time. So you have to be careful the way that you're praying, the way that you're asking as well, because that is the, we are commanding everything. We are creators, ultimately. Like the ultimate creators, we are one with that universal mind. And so we are either going to create chaos or we're going to create heaven. And sometimes we create both.
I always, I mean, sometimes I'm like, please just help me because I can't seem to find anything else. But I always attempt or focus on embodying whatever it is that I'm asking for. So if I'm asking for clarity, how can I feel that clarity in my body so that I can like really send the message of what I'm looking for.
Yes. Yes. And you ask from your heart and you know that you're going to be answered.
Yeah. Because like the universe loves me. Of course I'm going to be.
It does love you. It is benevolent. It loves everyone. And the moment that we awaken to that, that's when we have freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did you then create so much abundance, I guess, in your life? And you do it in a way that doesn't skip on lifestyle either. So you're not like working all the time, are you? You're just lifestyle.
Well, abundance. I don't consider it work. Mm. You know, now that I'm like, I love what I do. I love creating. I love speaking. I love sharing. I love watching the transformation. So I found what I was put here to do. And I know that previously, so I was a salon owner previously, and I made really good money and I could have stayed there, but it was unfulfilling. I was not being fulfilled. I knew that that was not where I was meant to be. And so I really desired to not only receive an abundant lifestyle, but really be serving my purpose that the divine had for me. You know, that my soul chose before I came here, and to be the express being that I came here to be. And that's how I wanted to receive money. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know anything about it. And when I asked the question, I didn't even know that I was going to be answered the way that I was answered. And so being a salon owner, I was having all these questions, and money was like my biggest teacher, because money, it was so yo-yo, right? Like it was like, oh, these windfalls. And then all of a sudden it would be nothing. And I'd be like living on my children. I'd be living on top ramen. So I'm like, this feast and famine mode, what the heck? But that's how I learned how to create, because I didn't have a choice. It was do or die, literally, for me. That's where I got to. You know, my children were depending on me. You know, I was like a single mother. I left an abusive marriage. And so it was like, I have to learn how this works. And I learned through money, because it was the biggest sore. You know, it was like the biggest. It would just create this, you can't not look at it. You know, you have to look at it. And so one of my ways out of that was gratitude and really tuning into that. And have you read The Magic?
No.
You have to do it. You have to do The Magic.
I have so many books.
It's so, no, you'll love it. It really will take you like seriously in 28 days from where you are to where you want to be like that. Like, it is phenomenal. So it's by Rhonda Byrne, you know, the woman who did The Secret. Well, she created this 28-day process of gratitude expression, but she's just so amazing in the way that she does it. It's like only it's a really short read. So each chapter is only like 3 pages and then you have your practice, but it just wakes you up because she has all this science about gratitude and how it's helped her. And she was actually someone that I wanted to be like. You know, she was sharing her gift with the world after she had experienced adversity. And she was just this beautiful woman who was like a loving mother. And she was the only one that I could see that was really congruent and full of integrity with her wealth. And I didn't sense any dysfunction in there. So I'm like, that her, she's who I want to be like. So that book, it really does. It's life transforming. Like, it really is. But that energy, and then after that, finding out about what gratitude does, even in the science of miracles or the science of getting rich, that's another book. It's like a Bible that I have. It's like The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. Phenomenal book. Have you read that one?
No.
You're going to have a list.
I will. I'll go straight to the...
I know. I should have told you. Everyone's always like taking notes when they talk to me.
Yeah.
So because it really does work. So in that, there's a whole chapter dedicated to gratitude. Even Think and Grow Rich has a chapter dedicated to gratitude. Well, gratitude is the energy that puts you in tune with that universal mind and fast forwards through everything. So it like shortens the span between where you are and where you want to be very quickly because it's the energy. It's a very high vibrational energy. So when you're feeling this energy, your cells are this energy, and then things move towards you faster. But that's really how I got out of the darkness, was doing the gratitude. Because then it opens you up to your creative mind. Because you know, when you're in a stress state with money, you're only in your logical mind. You are only earthbound. You have no connection to any inspiration that's going to get you out of the mess. You are solid in your body. You're no longer spirit in human form. You are human in only a little tiny spirit coming through. So you have to open to the creative side. So that's what gratitude does, is it really opens you up to that creative side. So that's how I catapulted myself out of that darkness and into what I really wanted to do. So then I was meditating one day, and I was always the kind of person who each and every one of my clients, because I only did high-end clients, so I was with them for like 4 to 6 hours at a time. And so I was healing them using my gifts, but not really trained in how to do it on a scientific level. So when I started learning all of the things that I'm learning about the science, I was like, okay, what is my soul's purpose? I know I'm not just a stylist, salon owner. I know that there's more for me. So I meditated, and in my meditation, I didn't really get anything like I thought I was going to, because I was listening to Imran. It was right after that woman told me, you need to start meditating. And so I came out of my room, and then I found this like newspaper thing that came from a people's co-op market. And I opened it and I read an article on there, and it was this woman, and she was talking about how soy milk leaches, you know, soy milk causes leaky gut and it leaches calcium from your bones. And I just couldn't believe it, because I thought soy milk was the best thing, you know, it was back then. So then finding all this stuff, I'm like, who is this woman? Well, she had these letters after her name. And so I typed the letters in online, and it was neurolinguistic programming. And I'm like, oh, that's what I need to do. And so I started researching it. And then my younger sister, she actually messaged me and was like, I want to do this school. It's neurolinguistic programming. We have to go. I'm like, there's no way I can go. I just left my crazy husband. You know, I'm in this situation with my kids. I have no money. What do you mean? She's like, I'm going to pay for you. I know this is what you're meant to do. So really, it doesn't matter what situation you're in. When you start asking the question, what am I here to do? What is my sole purpose? What is it? The universe just starts sending you things to help you. And before you know it, you're just living a life of magic.
I love that. Your energy is so powerful. And I really just want to remind the podcast listeners that as Randina is sharing this energy, we're receiving it. So like, just allow that powerful knowledge of, you know, of all that you are to be received and embodied inside of you. This is a transmission as well.
Yes. And also know that the things that stand out to you are meant just for you. Because I've listened to thousands of hours of Oprah. Like, I just love listening to her. I put her on. And the things that stand out to me at the particular time are exactly what I need. Like, I heard her say the other day, she was like, I had more money than I knew what to do with. And all the things that she said, I heard that and I was like, oh, that's what I need. That's what I need. Right? In order to fulfill my mission in the expansive way that I want to fulfill it and make a major impact on this earth, that's what I need. And that's also why I went to work on my finances too, because I knew I wanted to be bigger. I knew that money was personal power. I knew that if I had this and I brought it into myself and I knew how to create it, that it would not matter what business I was in or what person was writing my paycheck, that I was the one in control of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why millionaires that go broke become millionaires again, because they are a millionaire. And so it was important for me to learn that.
Yeah. Yeah. So then once you had an awareness of what gifts you wanted to share with the world, can you give us some insight in terms of how did you actually make that into a high-end coaching business?
Well, I started with the intention. It was dream creation. That's what it was. I could not have in a million years orchestrated the way things unfolded for me. There's no way I could have physically done that. I would have probably tried to make it happen and it didn't. And for a while, that's exactly what happened, because in 2014, I did enter the online scene as an online coach and I started taking clients online. Although I was not high end yet. I was trying to reach a lot of people. And then I think my entry was like $197 for this sacred money workshop that I had done. And, I was still very afraid to be seen. And so I only would let a few people in, and I wouldn't let a lot of people in to where I was. So it wasn't sustaining me. And I realized at that point that I needed to withdraw and go back to the beginning to pre-pave my energy, because 90% of our experience is created energetically. And then the 10% is the manifestation. So I went back to my dream journals. I went back to my vision board. I went back to the beginning, and I just started intertwining in my current job then what my soul purpose was. So I started doing it with my clients. And then I got to the point where it was like I was only seeing clients for that. And then the makeover part would be the high-end services. So then I just like flipped it. And I heard Mike Dooley say, you have to love where you are in order to love where you're going. And so I was like, oh, that's what it is. I have to really love this and love everything that I can about it. And then once I started doing that, then it flipped. So the way that it happened was one of my friends, who's my very best soul sister friend, and also she was one of my clients as well. She contacted me, and she was in a multi-level marketing company. And so she was like, my girls are falling off. You know, my people are falling off. I want to hire you to empower them. And so I was like, okay, well, you don't have to pay me. You know, we could just like create something, like do a 3-call series, and I'll just jump on and motivate them and tune them into their gifts through the paradigm or platform that they're using. And then we'll just go from there. Well, that call series went from 100 women to now over 3,000 women in my Power of a Woman Facebook group. And it's just like everybody is experiencing these crazy monumental shifts without me even having to work one-on-one with them. So I could not have even foreseen that that would have been what it was. If someone would have come to me and said, you're going to talk to these 100 women, but you know what? You're going to be on video in a matter of 4 months, and you're also going to be speaking to them live, and there's going to be over 3,000 of them. I would have said, yeah, no, that's not happening. You know, even though I wanted it, there was still that fear of being seen, you know, for my gifts. So then I'm like, okay, I got to go to work on that. So went to work on that, and then now here I am doing what I do. So you cannot try and plan out how it's going to happen. What you can do is have in your mind the end result vision. And since I was little, I always would see myself talking to lots of people, like being on stage, talking to lots of people. You know, when I was little, I was talking about horses and cats and dogs. And like now it's like, you know, talking about empowerment and soul purpose and all this stuff. But it's the essence of it. So it's the essence of whatever the dream in your heart that you have, the deliverance of that by the divine is so much grander than you can even imagine. So that's it just happened so fast. I mean, it really did happen so fast. And the reason that it happened so fast is because I did the inner work, because I did the dream, because I did the vision. And the funny thing is, this is another key thing for listeners that I really want to get across. I did not know that it was going to be exactly the way that it is now. I didn't know I was going to be on the stage of the world virtually the way that I am. I thought I was going to have this phenomenal hair extensions company because I found this amazing hair, and I thought I was going to reach the stylist and transform the stylist inner world, and then they were going to go out and transform their clients, because I'm like, I have to get to the people who are in contact with a lot of people to make massive shift. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought it was going to be. I had the $1 million investment ready to go for that company. I mean, back in November, I had to make a decision. Do I want to go this way or do I want to go this way? And there was no certainty in the way that I chose, but I knew that it was the calling of my heart. Yes, I would have made multi-millions of dollars in this other company, but would it have been fulfilling? No, it would not have. And so when I was faced with that decision, and this is why you have to have such a strong connection with the divine and your guidance, because when you're faced with this decision to jump off the ledge, if you know that you're supported and you're loved and you're protected, you're not going to have fear about it. You're just going to go. And that is the biggest reward that I could have ever received.
It's so awesome. What an incredible journey. Like, really, it's not often that I'm left speechless after someone says something on the podcast, but I feel like I almost just want to take some time, like, after everything you say, just to really receive that. It's so beautiful. So in terms of, like, being able to accept that level of abundance into your life, do you have tips for the people at home that they can, like, go out? And like you said that you realized that you weren't ready to be seen. And you're like, okay, I got to do some work on that. Do you have tips that they can do at home to be able to
start paying attention? If you want to talk about money, start paying attention to how you behave with money. Pay attention to how you feel when you swipe your card. Pay attention to how you feel when you receive money. Pay attention to how you feel when you look at your bank account, because all those feelings are not only creating more, but they're also an indication of where you are. And if you want to be able to heal those and transform those so that you can be as powerful as you truly are, as you were born to be, you have to shine the light of awareness on it. And when you shine the light of awareness and you realize, oh, that's what I'm doing, you can change it. And so then it begins to change like that.
And in the past, I probably have it somewhere still, but in the past, I know in particular that if I went and swiped my card and I didn't feel good while I did it, then I would sometimes like create more feeling bad because I was like, you didn't do what you were meant to do.
Yeah.
How did you switch that cycle and be like compassionate, but then also get the result that you're looking for?
You have to open up. And so money is so tied to worthiness and deservingness. Like, we believe that we have to be worthy and deserving to receive money if you are like a sentient being. I mean, there's many people out there that make money that don't care about that. They don't care that they're worthiness. I'm talking about the light workers. I'm talking about the ones who are living their life from their heart, regardless of the things that they've gone through in their life. Those beings are the ones who tie money to deservingness and worthiness. So if we receive more than we think we're worth, we'll want to get rid of it. So even that judgment about swiping it and saying like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have spent that, like, that is the self-judgment that you have to stop and say, no, I made the decision that I made from the level that I lived at the time that I made that decision, and I thought it was the right decision, and so I'm going to go with that. Because every time you make a decision from the level of consciousness that you're living, it's the perfect decision that you need for that experience. Because if you didn't do that and then say, oh, well, I shouldn't have spent it on that, you would not ever have reflected. You would have just kept moving forward. So it's good that you were, you know, paying attention to that experience so that you can be like, okay, well, maybe that wasn't in alignment with my values and morals. Maybe next time I'm going to, you know, swipe it somewhere different, you know, because we're voting with our dollars, you know, those kinds of things. So whatever the internal dialogue is for you.
Awesome. Thank you. You're welcome. If you could say just one more thing that you haven't yet shared with the beautiful people who are listening, what would it be?
Start asking what your soul purpose is. Start asking what you're meant here, what you're meant to do. Asking that from your heart so that you can experience that in a big way. And also knowing that your dreams start small, but then they, like, the more that you nourish and love them, the more that they blossom. I mean, you're sitting here doing what you're doing, being a voice for people, and you eventually will be crazy big, you know, like just owning your power on the stage of the world, probably having your own television show, you know, whatever it is that is that for you, just know that it is going, that it, you never stop growing. You always become more. You always become more.
Yeah. And I feel like every time that I thought I had a vision that I was like, yes, I'm going to cling to this vision and make it happen. That the universe has like, oh no, that's not where you're going.
It's
And no, because I love you so much. No, because we have so much more for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, totally. That, trust in knowing that we take this one step because we saw the guidance for it.
Yeah.
And even if the next step then seems like an opposite way, we needed to get to that one step to find that next yes. step. Yeah. So totally trusting in the divine is a big, big part of it.
Thank you. And also there's one more thing too. For those people out there who are experiencing like tragedy or, you know, major stuckness, you have to remember that the peaks have to match the valleys. Mm-hmm. And as long as you keep going, you are going to experience whatever it is that you truly desire, because that rocket of desire that you're sending out into the universe out of that contrast, it is a real thing and it is going to manifest. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Randy, you are such an incredible powerhouse of wisdom and like beautiful, loving, like priestess energy, though. It's incredible. How do people come and find you so that they can learn from you, from your videos, and maybe work with you?
They can go on my website. It's randina.co. Okay. Or they can go to Facebook and friend me. Or they can go to my Facebook group. It's called The Power of a Woman.
Mm, awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one to go to, especially if you're a light worker, because there's so many women in there that are on the same journey of coming together, and our power together just magnifies. I mean, people that are working with me are going from doubling, quadrupling their income within 4 months' time. I mean, that's like amazing results that people are getting once they start learning how to manifest the right way.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Randina is going to stick around so we can do a secret episode with her. And I'm so excited. I've been so tempted to say, okay, but what's your manifesting practice? What's your gratitude practice now? So we can find out behind the scenes of Randina's life. So I invite you to head over to aninspiredlife.com.au/secret and come and find out all about what Randina has done, the daily rituals and success habits she has to attract to the life that she has now. And if you would like to join the conversation after this podcast, you can head to the Lightworkers Rising Facebook group and come and ask us questions. Tell us the biggest moment that you got out of listening to this. The biggest insight or aha moment. I would love for you to come and share that at the Lightworkers Rising Facebook group. And if you have felt the power of this podcast, please hit share, head into iTunes, give us a 5-star review so that other people can feel the weight of the words that we're sharing and the vibration that we're rising together from this podcast. So please do share this with the people that you love as well. But anyway, head over to aninspiredlife.com.au/secret because I get to ask Randina secret questions now. Thank you everyone for listening. Thank you again, Randina. And
thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.
You have been listening to the An Inspired Life podcast with me, Kiara O'Leary. I'm so excited to be guiding you on your own journey of living your own version of an inspired life. Head over to aninspiredlife.com.au if you want access to more inspiring stories, tips, tools, frameworks, anything that I can possibly give you that will help you live a more fulfilling life. I put on there and so much of it is free. And there's also empowering life solutions from the Sacred Business Academy, taking it from an idea to your life's work in only 11 weeks. So I hope you can head on over to aninspiredlife.com.au and find something that will help you and guide you for where you're at right now. Thank you. My name's Kiara again, and I am so grateful to be guiding you on this journey. See you next time.